recognise this sound? It's 30 years of satellite climate data from the Arctic and the Antarctic that's been sonified into a 6-minute-long piece of music called String Quartet No. 1, Polar Energy Budget. Composed by geoscientist and musician Hiroto Nagai, who is an associate professor in the Faculty of Geo-Environmental Science at Risho University in Japan. Dr. Nagai's just published a paper in iScience, which explains exactly how he created this piece of music, from gathering data to selecting instruments, modulating individual notes all the way to the final performance. And I'm very pleased to say that Dr. Hiroto Nagai joins us now on RN. Welcome, Hiroto.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I'm Hiroto Nagai from Japan. Nice to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you and lovely to hear your music as well. You have published a very detailed paper explaining your scientific and musical methods, but for the Australian radio audience, could you give us a simple explanation of what you have done to create this piece of music?
Yeah, sure. This music is not made by human emotion, but made by scientific data of Earth observation. So we have many satellite operation and many numerical modeling. That means computer simulation about Earth dynamics, about atmosphere. So I picked up some of the data from these scientific data and digitized them, convert to music data. Then I arranged them to string quartet music.
How long have you been doing this combination of science, which is your day job, but also music, which is clearly a passion of yours as well?
Oh, firstly, I began practicing music when I was 4 years old. And after that, experiencing brass band, school band, and college orchestra. But such kind of sonification music was started from just last year, so very, very short time for my music experience.
So sonification, as you have described it, I think many people will have heard some examples of data being translated directly into sound, but your process is more subtle and complex than that. Could you explain to us what creative and artistic interventions you contribute to the data?
Yeah, basically the word of sonification means direct conversion from original data to a sound or something like music without humans editing, humans' artistic ideas. That is a basic use. But in my case, I edited much about sonification data to make some artistic aspect. For example, I combined some of my original melody based on the sonification data. So that is a mixture of nature-driven data and human-driven melodies.
So let's have a little bit more of a listen to Polar Energy Budget now. We'll hear the music for a few seconds, and then perhaps, Hiroto, you could start telling us exactly what it is in terms of the data and the science that explains this section of music, but also what you've added as a musician creating on top of that data. So what are we hearing here, Hiroto?
Yeah, this is a completely man-made melody. So that is a sequence of G, B, E, E. That is the tone names. But the motivation of this G, B, E, E phrase is originated from a very important constant value for our scientist. So G, B, E, E can be converted to 1, 3, 6, 6. As numerical sequence. So please imagine you are playing piano, then Z, B, E, E, 1, 3, 6, 6, it should be your finger number. So that is a conversion from numerical sequence to the melody sequence. And this number, 1, 3, 6, 6, means 1.366 means the solar constant value. So 1.366 kilowatts per square meter means the amount of radiation energy coming from the Earth. That is very constant value. So this is my tricky melody. And this is arranged to this emotional melody. So this is played by viola, and I found, oh, viola is very, very nice and warm for sound, like the mother's. Yeah.
Mm. Yes, the solar constant has never sounded so beautiful, I'm sure. As well as creating the music, you've also put together a really fascinating presentation of the music on YouTube, where not only do we see the performers playing, but the sheet music in sync, and then also some of the text explaining the scientific background and data that informs the music. What were you trying to achieve by bringing all those things together for the YouTube video?
Some of our scientists who love music has made some pieces of such sonification music. But I decided to make a performance video performed by a real human. I made a sit music for string quartet. The string quartet is a basic and typical form for European classic music. So that has a soprano, alto, tenor, and bass part. That is a very typical combination of classic music. So I put 4 points of observation sites, 2 sites from North Hemisphere, North Pole, and another 2 sites from Antarctica. Those points are correlated to each instrument. So one instrument plays temporal changes for one specific site. PRT quartet plays a song, and I recorded that for YouTube. So that is a brief story for this record.
On RN, we're speaking with geoscientist and musician Dr. Hiroto Nagai. And Hiroto, what did the musicians make of the scientific background to the sheet music that you gave them?
Yeah, so first of all, they all said, oh, it is very, very difficult. So the difficulty relies on, there is no same passages, so slightly different patterns, and they are very difficult to memorize all of the passages. But they found some strange values, something high value, so high tone. So they easily noticed that they use very rare fingering. So that is difficult to finger in. So they said, oh, Hiroto, is this right? Is this correct? Something different? Then I said, oh, that is weather extreme. So that is an anomaly of weather just only in that year. So musification and sonification enables such a findings. Not only looking at the scientific chart, scientific plot, but fingering and playing such passages, then non-scientists can find easily about such Earth climate anomalies. That is a very interesting talk for me, too.
And as I mentioned, Hiroto, you have released a paper for iScience, which really explains in full detail the process that you've used. And you've also given people access to the tools and the methods that you've employed. Why are you opening up access to your creative produce in this way?
This is actually my next trial to make an automatic web tool to make dance music. So that is because I think usually the Earth scientific data is used only by a scientist. For example, scientific understanding of Earth systems and some of decision making. For example, something like carbon dioxide emission. But Earth science data is not only for a scientist, but for all other people living on the Earth. And artists can use such a data by digital processing or easy web tool. So supported by such artists, DJ or EDM creators, we can provide findings, understanding, and interpretation of Earth's data, not for scientific use, for about the artistic use. I know about how to mine the new resource for music creation. Just finding like coal mining and oil mining. I developed how to dig the big material of sound for such artistic activity. So that is my main archive, I think.
I love the idea of data mining in the pursuit of creating dance music. It's a fascinating concept.
Thank you.
Polar Energy Budget is a beautiful piece of music. Thank you so much for speaking with us on RN.
Thank you too. Such an exciting time for me too.
That's composer and geoscientist Hiroto Nagai from Risho University in Japan. And if you search the title of his piece, String Quartet No. 1, Polar Energy Budget, you can see that wonderful performance by the String Quartet backed up with visuals of both the sheet music and the scientific information behind it. And Hiroto's paper is published in the journal iScience as part of a new collection, Exploring the Art-Science Connection.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.